A new ordinance banning people from panhandling on medians is in effect in Gainesville. Under the ordinance, which the City Commission unanimously adopted in February, it is illegal for anyone to stand on a median less than or equal to 6 feet wide. The ordinance technically applies to anyone in a median. However, some community advocates are concerned that it will disproportionately impact the homeless in Gainesville. Patrick Dodds is the director of the Continuum of Care, which provides services to the homeless.
I'm concerned that there is not going to be a way to really fully educate this community as to what the changes are so that we can make sure that they're not going to get punished for something that they've been doing for so many years.
Dodds also says the measure will impact their chances of getting housing in the future.
This is just another element that will be considered, you know, adversely against individuals who are trying to get housing. If they have outstanding, court fees or fines that have been imposed against them.
City Commissioner Harvey Ward proposed the ordinance. He calls it a public safety issue, but not one directed toward panhandling specifically.
Anyone standing in a median for an extended period of time is in danger. I would love it if everybody drove well, but that's not the case. That's not the world we live in. I don't want to get a call from the city manager that someone else has been run over and killed in a median.
Calling it an education phase, Gainesville police are going around and letting panhandlers know that there will soon be penalties for doing so. When the enforcement phase starts, the first penalty will be a $50 fine. The second penalty will be $100. For the third time, the violator will have to attend a civil court appearance. Ward believes that people will listen to the warnings and that fines will be few and far between.
I refuse to believe that most people will not just say, "You're right, I can't stand here," when approached about it.
This is Lillian Lawson, WUFT News.